Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, yesterday, listen up. We are going to go to back to the original tent of America. And it's the second five questions from the citizenship test. So we're going to find out. I'm going to ask you, John and Pat. We are going into the next questions. Y'all did pretty well. Y'all still get to remain citizens of America. We have 100 of these, and we're going to do five of them today. We had five yesterday. And, of course, you know, Pat was complaining that, you know, John, you got all the easy ones, and he got the hard ones.
Yes.
But in case you missed what was yesterday, it was a very powerful, you know, understanding, you know, what is the supreme law of the land? Think about it. What do we operate by? It's the United States Constitution. And when people talk about messing with the Constitution, talking about messing with the supreme law of the land, our operating system. And you, if you have a computer, you know when your operating system gets messed up, everything gets messed up. And we don't want anybody messing with the Constitution. The next was, you know, what does the Constitution do? You know, it's very, very important because a lot of people don't realize what it does.
Right.
They're looking at what it does, but they don't realize that that's where it came from. Well, it sets up the government, it defines the government, and it protects basic rights of us citizens, the citizens of America. And the idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. We ask, you know, what were they? And of course, it's we, the people. We, the people, are the first three words of the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. It's awesome, right?
Right.
And so we have to participate in government in, if we want to keep it. We have to participate in it. And the next was, you know, what is an amendment? Amendment is a change to the Constitution, an addition to the Constitution. So first you had the Constitution, then you started making, they started making changes to it or additions to it. But there's, the Constitution sets up how that happens. So you can't just do it. You know, there has to be a major majority of people that do that. And finally is, what do you call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? And of course, that is called the Bill of Rights. A lot of people look at the Constitution and say, I'm trying to find the Bill of Rights. What it actually is, the Constitution, is the first 10 amendments. It's where our rights come from. So now here we are. We are in the next question that you guys don't. So we're going to give you a time when you're ready to answer the question to say you're ready. So you'll hear music just like this. And of course, if you get it wrong, it's going to sound something like this. Right. Which also means that could
he's got a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah. And of course, if you get it right, you know, all the audience is going to be cheering you on right here. But understand this, that you may have to pack your luggage, and we will self-deport you. We'll self-deport you. That is a GOP word they don't use anymore.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. No more.
He's like, oh, we need to rethink this self-deport thing. Yeah, you read the Bible. We should actually take care of the alien. We just got to get them to connect to the supreme law of the land. Quit messing with the supreme law of the land. Teach them. I mean, they're learning it here in the citizenship. Maybe Congress needs to take this test.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? But right now, Pat and John's going to take it. So here we are. Here is question number six on the American citizenship test. What is one right or freedom? This is Pat. This is directed to you, Pat. What is one, just one, one right or freedom from the First Amendment to the Constitution? Give us one right or one freedom. I just want to let you think about it a little bit and just let us know when you're ready. No, you can't Google it. Don't Google it.
Okay.
All right, Pat. Here it is. What is one?
Okay.
One right that you get from the First Amendment, which is a change, right, to the Constitution.
Right.
What is one of them?
Freedom of religion.
Very good. Oh, my goodness. Hey, it's wholly wonderful. You get to stay in the United States of America. So far.
Did you Google up there?
I was trying to. He had to stop him from trying to Google it. He was like he was on his iPhone trying to look up stuff and everything, and he didn't realize it was sitting right in front of him in a little book called the Constitution.
I saw that.
He's like,
I saw.
You looked?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, John. Here's.
I restrained myself.
Question number two. Question number two of today's questions from the citizenship. Look, he's looking all down. Hey, what are you working on? Get your hands off
your
keyboard.
Get your head up.
Hands on the steering wheel, sir. Hands on the steering wheel. Okay, here it is. I want you to be thinking about it after I ask you. Don't just jump in because I want to know your final answer, okay? How many amendments does the Constitution have? All right, you got the answer? Whoa. Okay, let us know.
I think I got it. I'm not sure.
All right.
19.
Star packing,
bro.
Oh,
my goodness.
I wasn't Googled up.
No. It's actually, think about it, 27 amendments.
I was going to say
that. That was my second choice.
Excuse the punch. The punch just happened.
That was my second.
That was one of the numbers that came to mind.
Yeah. 27, but think about it. For 230 years or whatever, mm-hmm. that there's only been 27 changes or additions to, and some of those changes were undoing changes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was fixing past ones. That's powerful, powerful document.
That's good.
That's a few words. I wish the healthcare bill was that small, right?
Yeah, right.
Ooh.
Well, you think about it. So obviously, John, you need to go ahead and start packing things up. I know that. You know, Puerto Rico is a territory, right? It's not.
It's a territory.
So you're gonna have to find. It can't go there. You have to find some particular place outside of America. I was thinking more like Nepal or something of that nature, right there. Okay, the next question from the citizenship test of the Constitution of the United States is gonna go to Pat. I don't know. I guess you can watch the Saints on satellite, from Nepal or something like that. But here it is. What did, I want you to take your time and think about it. Don't just jump on it because this could cost you, your house and everything in America. Mm-hmm. And Tracy's going to be really upset about that. What did the Declaration of Independence do? I want you to think about this. Think about it. What did the Declaration of Independence do? Da, da, da. Hello?
I'm here. He's giving us some time.
All right.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
What did the Declaration... He was looking at the Google in his forehead. You know how he closes his eyes? He's got this like eyeball on his head. He was looking past all the hot sauce.
Yeah, I was searching my RAM.
The slap your mama hot sauce. He was looking past that. Messes his ability to think up. So what did... The question is, Pat, what mm-hmm. did the Declaration of Independence do?
All right. They declared their independence from the motherland, England.
Hey! Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. Oh, my goodness. Yes. It actually announced our independence from Great Britain, mm-hmm. Declared our independence as well, and said the United States is free mm-hmm. from Great Britain. So when you're looking at Great Britain today, because it's been so long, you might not know mm-hmm. this. When you're watching, C-SPAN and watching the Parliament talk, realize that was part of us and our history there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if you were watched the Olympics, but when you watch the Olympics, we were part of all that, prior to the American Revolution that mm-hmm. took place. But we separated ourselves. It just says then there comes a time mm-hmm. when the only thing you can do that's right is separate yourself from what is to establish mm-hmm. what will be. Mm-hmm. And that's what, when you listen to, go back to original intent in the VFN Torch and just listen to George Washington's story. Mm. An awesome man. There's a reason why he's on every dollar bill. He's not what today's people say he is. I mean, he's a man of integrity that said this is not right, and he stood up and fought for it and led people. It's just amazing. You can find that on the VFN Torch. Okay, now question number 9. This is going to have this one, one more. It's going to go to John, right? Mm-hmm. John, here it goes. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this? Sure it's going to be your final answer. Then. What are two rights I'm not talking about every one of them. What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence? What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence? All right, here we go.
You said in the Declaration of Independence?
Right. Yes, John.
I think we're going to run out of music here.
What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence? Okay. What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence?
All right. So it's getting a little bit tossed back and forth with the Bill of Rights. I had to clarify. I got to get my thinking cap on. Declaration of Independence, two rights. One was to freedom to serve God the way they want to serve God. Yes! You know what? Finish. Hold on.
What's another one? That one's wrong. What's going to get a chance for another one?
Declaration of Independence.
They yes.
Have representative government. Pat, you got the book here.
Let's think about it. You know, Will Smith made a movie about this particular man that he believed in the Declaration of Independence. What was the name of that movie? Pursuit of Happiness. You have the rights we have in the Declaration of Independence is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, wow.
Hey! Oh my goodness! You need to go ahead and just get good tickets on your Google. Google. That's two. That is two. And I don't know, Nepal.
Well, would you visit me?
Iran? We can Skype. We can Skype from Iran. You know,
there you go.
Iran right there.
Yeah,
right. I'm talking to the Ayatollah this morning. VFN Radio. I'm out of breath as I'm running for my life. You know.
Right.
Okay, Pat. This is the final question for today. Under the original intent of America, John, that's too wrong. We got to figure this out. We got 100 total, and obviously we're not going to do it today. We're just going to do this next one. What is freedom of religion? Think about it. What is religious freedom? Here we go. This is your final answer. What is freedom of religion?
Well, it's part of the First Amendment, but it's freedom to worship God the way you want to.
Yeah. It's very good.
I'm sensing some softball questions over there. Yeah. I'm sensing some, you know.
Everybody quiet down a bit. Listen. You can practice any religion or not practice a religion.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important, because when somebody tells you that this is the way God tells you to live your life.
Yeah.
And that's why they made such a big stand when the healthcare bill, when they're talking about they're going to force Catholics who believe in and follow Jesus and what the Bible says about, you know, all life matters and saying that they're going to violate their constitutional rights when they say you can't follow or practice your religion. We're going to change that and say you're going to have to pay for insurance that will allow your employees to abort children, which is against their religious beliefs. And so that's why it's a constitutional matter, because remember, it's our supreme law. The Constitution is our supreme law. And not only is it our supreme law, but each of us as individuals have those constitutional rights. And so when somebody is telling you that you can't worship God that way, and there's a big one going on right now about raising children and how parents want to raise their children, the government's getting all into that, and they're violating people's constitutional right by saying that, you know, children have some constitutional right, you know, because they're not wanting to walk in as their parents walk in the faith towards God. And so we're finding out right now. And you guys haven't told, well, you did a good job.
Thank you.
I'm really concerned. We need to keep that up on the board right here. It's too wrong for John. And if anybody wants to donate any luggage or has any boarding passes or stuff like that, we still, because it's a very, very small world. You know, we got
friends, huh?
Yeah, we can Skype. You need to go ahead and talk to
Avi. Set me up with Avi over there in Israel.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool place. It's a pretty cool place. It has a lot of windy moments as missiles flying over your head. But isn't that something to think about it? You know, we're done with that. But think about it. That's what we do. You know, this is what people do to become an American citizen. These are things, questions that they're asked and they have to know. The question is to me is, like, why does our president and our Senate and our Congress forget about these things? You know, and all we got to do, we want people to come to America. That's the strength of America. But we want you also to connect and be loyal to the supreme law of the land, and mm-hmm. we want you to know it and forgive us for not knowing it, but we're learning it again, mm-hmm. and or for the first time, and we were going to be loyal to it as well, mm-hmm. because you swear an oath that you will protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, which is the supreme law, from enemies foreign and domestic. So we can all get along if we all agree to the supreme law of the land of the Constitution, which is a brilliant, brilliant document that was put together by our founding fathers right there. Did a wonderful job.
Fantastic. Pat, I don't know if you were Googled up, but very, very, very important. I wasn't Googled up. I didn't get a chance, but you're right. I mean, Constitution is so important. And then when you think about it, how many people are judging those that are just coming on over, and they're actually learning it. They're taking the test. They know the history. Mm-hmm. And I know that when we started talking about the Constitution, we said it was a journey for us. I mean, mm-hmm. they're learning, my son in fourth grade, was learning about the Constitution and about government. And I'm thinking, what boy in fourth grade is really studying and remembering? You know, so he's thinking baseball and football. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of us, I had to re-educate myself, and still am, on learning about these important, important documents. In fact, if you haven't had a chance, you can go to vfntv.com and go to the torch, and you can search up Declaration of Independence. We have a lot of segments, and even on the Constitution, and you can begin this journey as well on catching up and getting yourself back to, you know, where you want to be in terms of your knowledge of the Constitution and how this country came together.
That's right. That's good.
Well, I know this. I know that you know, we got to give ourselves a break and realize that we've been so blessed for so long, mm-hmm. that we were able to live in a land where you didn't have to actually know what it is, because, you know, our forefathers did such a good job. But listen, we're going to, and this was prophesied. We're fixing to come to the end of the first hour here, and we'll continue talking about this in the extra hour. But understand that that we can relearn this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's proven, it's been walked out, and you're not wrong for standing up for the supreme law of the land. You're not wrong. These are your rights. It's
That's
a government,
right.
We the people. And you'll understand that when you sit down and you talk to men and women who are in office and who have the power, and we're lending power to them, but they don't really realize that you have the right to petition them and talk to them about how things are being run. And if they bark back at you, or they bite you, or they try to act shocked that you're going to question them, they are totally misunderstanding the Constitution of the United States, that you have a right and a responsibility. If you feel like there's something going wrong, or you just need to find, because you need to ask them legitimate questions that give you a piece about voting for them. And the ones that they get shocked and act tyrannical, like Morsi, you know, mm-hmm. Mohamed Morsi of Egypt, and take that kind of, it's just, we vote them out.
Right.
And we vote Absolutely. In people that that's represent us in a representative form of government.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at vfntv.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's vfntv.com.